The Dispossessed by Ursula K. Le Guin. His anarchist brothers and sisters called Shevek a traitor when he left Anaris. But on the proprietarian world of Eurus, they gave this brilliant physicist a hero's welcome. The luxury repelled him until they offered him their magnificent labs to work in. But the rulers of Eurus desperately need something in return.
Dr. Attrill, watch the screen. Speed of light plus 09. Oh, just what Shevek said it would be.
Yes. But how does it all fit together, sire?
I wish I knew.
Shevek doesn't explain anything. He just brings us his equations to test, and every time we get exactly the particle speeds he says we should.
Sire, a rebellion is brewing on the outer worlds. It takes 14 months to reach those planets by conventional spaceship. If Shevek completes his unified theory of sequency and simultaneity, we could send a fleet of spaceships up from Eurus, and an instant later, they would descend on the outer planets. We could crush their rebellion.
Oh. Have you told Shevek this?
Of course not. Our job, Sio, is to keep Shevek happy and working. When will you see him again?
Tonight. We're going to the opera.
Wasted on a peasant like that. Still, the more time he spends with you, the more he'll trust you.
Noble lady, your wounds have not yet healed.
My people need me.
Brother Sio, I have never seen anything more beautiful. Our greatest work, Dr. Shevek. The Legend of Queen Vea.
We sit on this hill, looking up at Eurus, and it's our moon.
Yeah.
And at the very moment that we're doing that, there are people on Eurus watching Anaris float by. Well, they think we are their moon.
So, what is truth? What is reality?
They're all smearing oil on the women and sticking pearls on their tits.
Oh.
I read about it in an old book.
Shevek, you are disgusting.
But that's what we're told about old Eurus. How everybody there is supposed to be a rotten profiteer. Well,
you think they lied to us, Terran?
All I'm saying is that we've been taught all our lives to hate Eurus.
Well, why not? Look what they did to us Odonians.
They gave us their moon, didn't they?
Only after Odo led an insurrection that damn near wrecked their filthy profiteering world. Terran, if you think Eurus is so goddamned interesting, why don't you go there? Nobody's stopping you.
Shevek, why don't you find some sweet young girl and copulate with her? Give us all a break.
I tried copulating. Wasn't anything special.
I've been trying not to copulate. At least until I find someone that I really like.
That's not much fun either.
I can't stand this place anymore. They want people for tree planting in the southern desert. I'm signing up.
Deeper. Deeper. Oh. Or the first good wind will carry off every damn tree you stick in those trenches.
Oh, my back.
Hard work getting you down, kid. I'm all right. I'll put your hat back on. That sun will fry your brains.
Oh,
We really worked today. I wish I could go for a swim. I stink.
I stink, too. Ain't no water in the desert, brother.
Out here, we all stink.
In anarchist solidarity.
Hey, you, Shevik.
Yeah, what do you want?
My name's Shevet. People are getting us mixed up. You better change your name.
Change your own name if you don't like it.
You're one of those little profiteers, spends all his time in school. I've always wanted to beat the crap out of one of you.
Oh. I'm a worker!
Back to the nursery.
Go yourself!
Shevik, you okay?
Where am I?
Beside the tent. It's almost morning.
Oh, my jaw hurts.
Yeah, you got a nice black eye, too.
All right, morning crew. Get the sand out of your pants, brothers and sisters.
Stay in camp today. Nobody will miss you.
No, I'm coming.
Oh, the sand cuts like a knife.
Summer wind's coming. But at least no more puttin'-faced city kids anyway. They can't take a summer in the desert.
She brings the green leaf from the stone, from the heart of rock, clear water running. Walks the moonlight all alone. She leaves the morning coming, and who she loves she never tells, and who she loves she never tells.
Hi. That's a pretty song.
The miners sing it, out in West Rising.
You're a miner?
Sure. Best job at Anaris.
What are you doing out here?
Seeing the world, getting a little fresh air.
You want to go for a walk?
Do you want to copulate?
Well, do you want to?
Sure. I've been watching you.
She brings the flowers from the sand. She takes my engine in her hand.
I think you're ready again.
Look, the sun's coming up. We've got 600 trees to do today.
You're right. We should get back to camp.
Oh, the only place I want to be is inside you.
Oh, yes.
Vishen, I never dreamed that copulating or anything could be so beautiful.
I'll stop egoizing and get to work.
I just want to say a few words over this last tree.
Okay.
Right. Someday, we'll come back here with the children and the children's children. We'll tell stories about the old days, and the little kids will laugh at us. But we'll remember how we pushed the desert back and made Anaris a little better place to live.
Well, I guess it's north setting for me. Back to the physics books.
I want to go with you.
What? Oh, well, I thought you said you didn't want to partner.
Well, I do want to partner. I want to partner with you.
confession. If we partner with me, it has to be very deep. A bond for life.
Life. I just want a partner for 6 months.
Oh, Deshan. Do you want to go out on the dunes one last time together?
Yes, I do.
Light is night, is dark, is right, is... Oh, to hell with it.
Shevik, are you all right?
Hello, Mittis. I'm not much of a student today, I'm afraid. I just can't get these sequency problems to work.
I sent your series to Sabul. He sent this back for you.
X equals T to the 10th. Y equals T squared. He's right. This links everything together.
Sabul wants you to come to the Physics Institute in Ebony.
What? Sabul's a genius.
Some of us think you are a genius, Shevik. Be careful in Ebony, brother.
I've never seen so many sweet cakes in one place.
Everybody contributed their rations. They wanted to give Shevik a good send-off.
Here they come again!
Kieran wishes me to announce that this final act of his great epic play is dedicated to Shevik!
Didn't I share my fish cakes with you?
Yes.
I've seen this one before.
You should share your body with me. Didn't Odo tell us that crime only begins when there's private property? Yes. Well, if you treat your body as private property, then you're committing a crime. But if you share your body with me, you're a good Odonian anarchist.
Odo never said that.
Odo certainly did say that. Yes.
So, the way I see it, true brotherhood doesn't come from having good times together. True brotherhood can only come from the sharing of pain.
Oh, dear.
Must be getting close to sunup. Shevik's getting philosophical again.
Shevik, what do you want us to do? Keep hitting ourselves with a hammer because it feels so good when we stop?
Your play was pretty critical of life on Anaris, Tiran.
My play was a satire. I was helping people to laugh at themselves.
No, Shevik's right. But everybody's so afraid of suffering.
We're taught that Odonian social justice ends all suffering.
Social justice doesn't end loneliness.
Most people on Anaris would be afraid to say that. They just want to talk about how people should always love each other.
What's your name? I don't think we've ever talked before.
I am Takfer. Tell me something. If you think people have to know pain in order to know real love, how do they lead their lives?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Well, brother, this old freight balloon got you here in one piece. Hey, that's Ebony down there. That's 50,000 people. The biggest city we got in this freezing planet.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
I am Sabul, director of the Ebony Physics Institute.
It took you damn long enough to get here, Shevek.
Well, I
was... Now go away and read that. And write me a critique of it.
Attra's Principles of Temporal Physics.
Oh, damn Urasti, profiteer. You know, we're going to destroy him, you and I. Don't tell anyone you've got that book.
I don't understand.
Atro's our business. Don't want anybody cutting in on us.
We are both Odonians. I've been taught all my life to share all I have.
If you found dynamite caps in the street, would you share those with children? Listen, you're at the Institute now. Privilege brings responsibility.
So, in studying temporal physics, we must empty our minds of old ideas. Huh? We are taught to believe in sequencing, one event following another. But we must begin to explore simultaneity. We see the light from a star many millions of years after it has left that star. How can it be that our experience of the star and the star itself can both exist simultaneously? Huh? Young man, my lecture is over.
What you say, it fits with what I have been thinking.
Ah, I'm glad. I'm an old woman. My ideas are not very popular these days.
Gvarib, I would like to study with you.
Oh, if I can be of help to you, brother, come.
How'd you like that, Shevek? Pretty damn neat, eh?
A critique of Atro's infinite sequency hypothesis. By Sabul and Shevek.
Well, I took the paper you wrote for me, did some editing. You left a lot of rough spots.
This is word for word what I wrote.
So what? You'd never have got it published without me. What matters is we've finished off that damn profiteer Atro. You know what he once said? My work was crude and provincial.
I would like to correspond with Atro.
What?
Some of what he is saying is similar to Gvarib's ideas.
I heard you'd been hanging around that old hag. Religious nonsense, not physics.
Will you authorize this letter to Atro to go onto an ore freighter?
Not up to me. Defense Committee decides what letters go to Uras.
You're their advisor on physics. I thought it would save time if I asked you first.
Let's see it, then. This is the same damn nonsense Gvarib spouts.
That was stupid. Do you think you can stop an idea by ripping up a piece of paper?
I can stop you, brother.
I brought you this.
The Rusty Journal of Physics. With an article by Atro.
If you want to reply to him, I can get your letter on an ore freighter.
But Sabu...
Oh, Sabu doesn't control everything around here.
Isn't it strange, Gvarib? Atro is my enemy, a profiteer on old Eurus, and yet I feel very close to him.
Uh-huh. All scientists are brothers.
Guevara, you're not well. You should go for a rest.
Oh, too much work to do. Oh, so many... so many ideas I must write down.
We have gathered here to mourn for our sister, Guevara. She taught us new ways to think about space and time, about sequency and simultaneity. We, in physics, had our Odo, but people did not honor her. Now she is gone, and there is no one to take her place.
On Anaris, we're brothers, we share the land. I offer you this, my empty hand.
Shevek!
She kissed my fingers and off we went.
To Hello.
Populate in the desert.
It's me,
sand.
Badap.
Oh, yes.
On Anaris, we're brothers and sisters and lovers
well,
and brothers.
Well, it's Anaris, nice to see you again.
On Anaris, on Anaris, on Anaris. Thank you, brothers and sisters. And now I'm going to play you a little music from the Harlem Tree Country.
Wait! Shevek! I'm coming with you! So that's the story, Chev. I've been in Abney 4 decades. All it took was 40 days to find out that nobody was interested in new ideas about education.
Well, with me, it was Sabul.
I thought you came here to study with him.
Sabul hasn't had a new idea or a bath in 20 years.
Poor Shivik.
There was only one person on this whole planet who understood what I'm doing, and we buried her 3 days ago. Mm-hmm. I've sort of been wandering around ever since.
I never thought I'd hear Shevik sounding so depressed.
I've thought of suicide more than once.
Now, don't overdo it, Shev. You've just come up against committee chairman, the secret brotherhood that runs Anaris. Sometimes I think the bastards would kill people just to hang on to their little shreds of power.
Well, now who's getting carried away?
Really? Do you remember how much we all liked the play Terran put on for your going away party?
Yes.
2 days after you left North Setting, the theater syndicate voted never to put it on again. Huh? They said it was disrespectful to Odo.
What?
Tyrion got rattled and started screaming at them. The only postings he could get in North Setting after that were labor gangs. He started roaming around.
Huh?
You wouldn't believe the letters he sent me. The last one was from the lunatic asylum on Segvina Island.
Oh, no.
Tyrion was wiser, more sensitive, better than any of us.
Dab, what went wrong with this planet? What is going to happen to us?
I thought you'd like it. Let's go for a midnight drink.
Do Do Eurastes never sleep?
Not in the Imperial Plaza. They say if you sit long enough in one of these cafes, Dr. Shevik, you'll see everybody you know in the 14 known worlds pass by.
Can't you please just call me Shevik?
What'll it be, gents?
A glass of liqueur for me.
Just a glass of fruit juice, please.
Coming right up.
Calling you Dr. Shevik is more than your rusty formality. I have too much respect for you to address you as an equal.
And this is how you show your respect? By working with me so that you can find out how close I am to completing a unified theory of sequency and simultaneity.
I work with you because I want to help you.
Please, Sayo. You are not as clever as you think.
Well, you can't really blame the people here. Your work could be as important to our time as nuclear fission was to the Middle Age.
I see.
Shevik, go back to Anaris. Don't let them use you.
Did it ever occur to you that I might be using them? Anaris has become narrow and isolated. I came here because I want to open up my world to new ideas.
You don't have much time. If they don't get what they want from you by kindness, they'll use other methods.
They can't take from me what I don't have. My work is not done yet. When my theory is completed, I will decide what to do with it.
You are playing a dangerous game.
Part 2 of The Dispossessed by Ursula K. Le Guin. Dramatized by David Lewis Stein. Starring Gary Reinecke as Shevik, Barbara Gordon as Takvir, John Swindells as Atro, Greg Elwand as Bedap, Hrant Alianak as Sabul, and Phil Aiken as Sayo. With Milan Chelov as Tirin, Brenda Webb as Beshun, Roger Barnes as Shevet, Joyce Gordon as Gvarab, and Beth Robinson as Metis. Original music was composed by Marsha Coffey. Series script editor is Sandra Rabinovich. Technical operations were by John McCarthy. Sound effects by Bill Robinson. Production assistant, Heather Brown. The Dispossessed was produced and directed at Studio G in Toronto by William Lane. Until next week, I'm Ken Haslam. Good night.